Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that a bell ringing? Yes, it is. It is podcast time. I am your host, Trebuchet, and we're going to get into some wrestling talk. To my left, the returning Chad Showtime Schultz. How's it going, buddy?
It's going good. I haven't been on a regular podcast in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some contract negotiation issues.
Yeah, get them corner situations.
I was not going to job to Brock Lesnar. So I took the ball and went home, and The Rock came out and dogged me out. But now I'm back, and I'm assistant Raw GM.
Awesome.
I'm Stone Cold.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Sitting directly across from him. Also returning, the babyface. How's it going?
Good. I've never been on a podcast that was non-pre-pay-per-view.
That's true. This is the first back-to-back episode that we've had babyface on here with, and it's a big deal.
Yeah,
well, it is.
Three claps for you. But not to rain on your parade, we have a first-time champion sitting next to you. It was her second time watching WWE ever in the history of her life. The new champion, the Rated Riley Superstar. Give it up for her, everybody. Woo! How does it feel, Riley?
It's cool.
It's cool.
You tied for first your first time.
Yeah,
and then you tied again and then won the tiebreaker, a game of WWE 2K12.
Which a game I you've never played before. Yeah.
Also,
I would like on
a system she has no experience
playing. Right, right. You don't own a Sony product. I would like
to take a little credit in that I told you how to pin in that game.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
And I told you which character.
Yeah,
you
she was the Rated R Superstar Edge and Ever the Opportunist.
And I'm Ever the Opportunist.
Somebody was down. Perfect. And Showtime's all like, yo, push that circle button.
Yeah, hit the circle button right now. Sure enough.
1, 2, 3. The shot heard around the world. A-Rai took the championship home.
A-Rai's our Gail Kim, isn't she?
Yeah, she really is. She's really going for it. She's going to end up on Impact Wrestling before it's all said and done.
Man, that awesome Kong match is going to be weird.
Right. But how has wrestling been to you so far since you've never watched it before? What's your whole experience like?
It's been really cool, coming here and meeting all you guys, just having, a lot of fun watching the sport, learning all about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part?
I think my favorite part was...
Okay, new question. Who's your favorite wrestler up to this point?
Oh.
Do you know any of their names? Because she's won the title knowing very little. This is not a... she's not acting here. She has literally no idea who
this is.
People are.
This is genuine shyness and confusion.
I know Dolph Ziggler.
Oh yeah. My god!
Oh, there it goes.
Already a great champion. I don't know if you're aware. When you mention Dolph Ziggler, Trebuchet leaves
the room.
Trebuchet is a big Dolph Ziggler fan. He's just super closeted about it. He doesn't like to admit that Dolph Ziggler is a great wrestler and a great stand-up comedian and a snappy dresser.
Kind of the same thing you think about Sasha Banks, right?
Yeah, okay.
I got you.
All right, do we have time for that?
Do we have time for me to
shoot on Sasha Banks right now?
You not.
Heyo, never mind. Send your lawsuits to Showtime Shelter, buddy.
What?
No, you're booking those. You want those quarters? You're gonna get all the lawsuits. That's what you're getting.
That's great.
But no, it's good to be back. Hell in a Cell happened, mm-hmm. And those were your first couple Hell in a Cell matches you've ever seen. I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's your take on the cage?
That was, so scary when he put the screwdriver in his ear.
Yeah, no, Jeff Hardy got screwed. Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. It was very disturbing, and I've never seen a group of people at my house just cringe in unison. That was legit. It was hardcore wrestling fans, people that have barely seen the product at all, and then mediocre fans that watch just, the pay-per-views and stuff.
I've seen lots of hardcore wrestling. I'm not usually, squeamish around blood. You've seen lots of hardcore. You're a little bit more squeamish. But I've never seen one do... he's just going for the earlobe.
He went for it.
Sticks the screwdriver there and just twists. Honestly, I think that spot came from... Randy Orton pulling on Jeff Hardy when he pulled on his ears, like,
oh no, that got a reaction, dude.
That was all over the internet. Like, that was a total meme, and they probably saw it as, oh, we can get a mother moment out of that. Like,
I almost had a Jackass moment where I just started puking from watching television. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, like, you were looking a little pale.
I was
pale. You're looking a little pale.
It's all over for UCLA here. Just about to go down.
I've never stretched my earlobe.
Do you have
at
any
all.
Piercings?
No, none whatsoever. I mean, none that I can show you, at least.
I actually stretched mine, so I know how.
So that hurt?
Yeah. Like, it hurts enough just putting, like, the tapers and the plugs in, but, like, let alone, like, stretching it and twisting
and just
it, like,
turning it around and around. And,
Mustache is in the house, everybody.
Yeah, I'm hanging out now.
It's hanging out.
I need to get started because I heard the. Well, three claps for something. Yeah.
So we have
three claps for mustache not being.
We have Chris Dale Chips Goat here.
I'm very Dale, very Chips.
Very Dale, very Chips. This summer.
So, babyface, what did you think about the cell being red? How did you feel about that? Because normally it's like chain link color.
Had you seen the chain link before, like the plain metal before?
Oh, I'm sure she's seen a Hell in a Cell match or two.
I thought it was lighting at first. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt. I just didn't know it was red until someone told me during the first match. I just thought it was, like, fancy lighting making it look red.
I personally, I liked it, but then after a while, it was just like, okay, I can barely see the competitors.
No, the wide angle did look kind of screwy. Yeah,
no, it's... Like, when you were inside the cell, actually, it almost looked a little better because the red on the audience and the red in the cage looked okay for the in-ring shots.
Right.
So then
those wide shots where you had to look through the cage to see it, there was too much red.
Right. Which is funny because
the lights were red.
The elimination chamber's black, and you don't have that same effect, but, like...
I think the black is more neutral, though.
It's also always
been black, so I think we may be a little more used to it. But being used to that chain link cell, and then it being red. So I did a little reading as to why they did that. One, and they didn't say this, but this is speculation on my part, is that you could toss someone into that cell all day, and because it's that it's like plastic coating. If you've ever been to like a schoolyard or like a playground,
you're not allowed there anymore. I'm a juggalo. They're like, no, stay away from schools and
no hatchets allowed. But they have like those black fences that are basically just chain link covered in like a plastic. I'm pretty sure that's what the red was.
I thought it was the blood of like all the people that fought in the Hell in a Cell before.
The blood is relevant because I think that you could throw someone in that alley, they wouldn't bleed. I think they're gonna have less accidental bleeding on the cell.
Yeah, well, there was some bleeding in that Hell in a Cell, though.
Yeah,
oh,
that
buddy.
Was that. Those were the belt shots.
Randy Orton's back was doing a good Andy Warhol impression on that canvas. Let me tell you, just splat all over.
Vince said in an interview, they like, why did you change the cell? He goes, we're talking about 20 years old. 20 years of Hell in a Cell
needs a
new
look.
It's just old. He goes, it needs a different look.
Well, they changed it up a little bit. Like, they made it taller in the past, and they also put the foot holes in it.
Foot holes have been there since the only time the foot holes weren't there were the first one.
First two.
Mick Foley had the Mankind had.
No, he did not. I watched that 20 years after Hell in a Cell special. There were not foot holes until after that match.
Really?
I will bet you a Fago pop right now.
A Fago versus Four Loko, whether there's foot holes. We'll let you know next week how that ends.
Absolutely. Fago versus Four Loko. You can tweet at Trebuchet LOL with your responses. Tweet at Showtime Schultz. And
they're not gonna.
No, I'm telling them anyways. So are you guys on Twitter?
No. I was, but then I was like, I'm sick of these notifications. Bye.
So you're like, no.
If I deleted my Twitter, I'd have so much extra time.
Yeah, what would you do with the free time?
You live on Twitter.
Honestly, though, like I would have be so much less informed in everything.
You would have to get a dog
about.
Or something.
Yeah, a dog or a cat. Well, obviously a dog. Cats are terrible animals.
That's a whole nother podcast show time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get Natalia pissed off at us.
Come see me do stand up sometime. I'll tell you that bit. It's like opening match Hell in a Cell, like the Jeff Hardy Randy Orton match. Like,
yeah.
So we talk about that screwdriver spot.
We talked about everything except for Jeff Hardy pretty much going splat through a table from the very top of the cell, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, no,
an RKO spot there. Like, I was saying that the whole time.
That RKO spot had been so dangerous just because
I'm not saying it wouldn't have been dangerous.
He was free fall. Like, there was no. He was just. So, I mean, streamer that watches. He basically, they get a ladder in there, and Jeff Hardy has Orton on a table next to the ladder, and rather than jump off the ladder, he, like, shimmies off the top of the cell.
He actually had two ladders set up, which I thought he was going to do, like, the springboard leg drop.
Instead,
he, like, gave that crazy Daredevil look and, like, did the Jeff Hardy thing, climbed up on other ladder, then he started scaling the top of the cage, and
I would imagine they may have put that smaller ladder next to it, almost just to keep the tall ladder stable.
Really? Yeah, because
there wasn't really...
Those things move a ton.
Yeah, there wasn't really a need for the smaller... They didn't really do anything on the smaller ladder other than have it sit there. Yeah, and I imagine it was probably because
I thought it was to tease that. That was the only...
That's fair.
Because that's what I thought. Because I watched that match twice because it really disturbed me. So sure. I'm sick.
Watch it again.
So I might as well watch it again. Just desensitize myself all the way.
But Randy Orton gets off the table and Jeff basically just falls face first through that.
Referee wanted to call end it, but Randy's like, no, you're counting to three.
Randy insists on getting the pin.
Which he did. And that was amazing. Amazing match. The other Hell in a Cell match... We had Braun Strowman.
We might want to cover that. Is there anything we want to cover between... We're going first match, main event. Is there anything we want to cover in the meantime? Anything really noteworthy? Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss. What'd you guys think of that?
Why are y'all looking at me? God, pressure.
Well, you always wear the Ronda stuff around here.
You do. Yeah, you are a Ronda Rousey fan.
Hair was braided and everything.
Differently, yes.
Ronda kicked her ass.
She did. She put her in the armbar and made her tap out.
I'm surprised Alexa got as much heat in that match as she did. Like, Ronda took some hits in that match.
Ronda's over. Ronda's over.
Alexa got some, like, good... She got some shots in. Like, that was not a squash... That wasn't a squash match.
No, it was not.
I thought the first match of Ronda that I actually liked.
Because Alexa's the champion, they're not going to let her just roll over. That being said, Alexa doesn't... have a ton of offense herself.
No, like she definitely does a lot of, like, sneaky maneuvers. I'm not sure if Alexa is shoot injured or not, but they pull her out a mixed match the next night. She was on Raw.
She didn't do. Raw is with somebody else now.
They put her with put him with Ember Moon,
which is interesting.
Sure.
Did you not know about that?
I'm sorry. What?
No, I don't know.
My own little world
here. But
I didn't know that actually.
Yeah, no,
that whole thing's been switching up. Like the teams I announced 2 weeks ago, there's like 8 different teams now.
Definitely not giving it the same like push they did the first season.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether Alexa's really hurt or not. I haven't heard like a definitive answer. But they definitely took her off live events for the week. And the mixed match. Now, that may just be her selling the injury, like the Strowman injury.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Ronda injured her. Those arm whips are fucking devastating, man.
She's not taking you... you're not... A lot of times with moves like that, the person
you
having
help.
Done to them are doing the move, basically, where you... The person being slammed is doing the work. She's going... No, you're going for a ride. Like,
yeah, you are.
She's shooting on him. They look pretty grisly. I wouldn't be surprised. Charlotte Becky.
Yeah, that was a good match. Becky.
What was the fit? Girl. Becky won, and I didn't see it coming. How did she get that?
Pin? She pin her?
But it was quick though. It was like a. It was like it was like a was it like a reversal?
Or did she tap? I don't remember.
It wasn't a tap. I'm trying to remember.
You'd be tapping. You'd be shouting. You tapped out to Charlotte if you saw her otherwise.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that sounds.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's cool. Cool. Becky won. They, you know, no handshake. You know, Charlotte went for the handshake after the match.
Keep the feud going. I like it.
Becky tells her to piss off.
Yep.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre are still your tag team champions.
I didn't want to talk about.
It was a good little match. Anything else sticking out in my head? Any other like matches before the main event?
AJ Samoa Joe.
AJ Joe. Controversial finish.
Yeah.
We've got
tap out 3 count. Chris Benoit and Edge did this back in the day.
I think so.
I believe as the referee's hands coming down for the 3, the guy tapped out at the same time. So we have technically an uncrowned champion. Should we relate?
So the referee say, according to the books, AJ wins. Yeah. Joe has a
three count.
They didn't throw the match out or call it a draw. That's an important distinction. Is technically, according to the books, AJ won.
Yes,
but I feel like they messed that spot up a little bit though, because you couldn't see in that initial
camera angle that
AJ tapped. They had to show a different.
Well, with the way they've done this angle in the past, they would always have two referees out there.
One acknowledges the tap. That's usually when you want to hold the belt up though.
Yeah,
usually they go, they either like restart the match or hold the belt up, or there is no winner.
Yeah,
that's the important distinction, is that AJ won and Joe feels like he got screwed.
Right.
So and that now,
as far as I'm concerned, AJ is the champion.
They announced on SmackDown.
Phenomenal one.
They announced on SmackDown that leading into Superstar Showdown.
I can't keep the shit straight. So much alliteration.
You'd think with all the porn I watch, I'd be better at that. that it will be
sorority sisters, right, Chet?
Yeah, submission sorority.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who didn't like Paige, Charlotte, and Becky in that stable? No, it'll be AJ, Joe, no holds barred for Superstar Showdown.
Is that the Australian one?
Yeah.
Okay, but we also have Women's Evolution coming up.
Yeah,
and we also have
Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia,
which is ridiculous. I can't keep all these main events straight. I watched half of Raw this week, and my main events are all tied up. I don't know what I'm going to see the first weekend.
Yeah,
is that a triple threat? Is that the one on? Is that the 3-on-3? I don't know.
I don't.
Speaking of Raw, are you guys going to watch Raw tonight?
If I do, it will be after the comedy show, because the Ryback is performing comedy at the Garage Bar.
Hopefully you and I will be in the show of Goats.
Ryan. Yeah. I'm not going.
Mustaches.
Goats too good for the Garage Bar?
No, not too good for the Garage Bar.
Apparently, I was booked last week. I didn't even go.
You were booked last week and didn't go?
Yeah.
No show.
I see how it is. But no, I'm a week behind on Raw and SmackDown, so I got to get caught up. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought you watched Raw last night.
I forgot.
So the only match announced for Crown Jewel at this point is they decided that it's going to be Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman for the Universal title.
Yeah.
That's the only match.
Beast came back. That's why I wanted to talk about the other
house. No, we were going to get there. Yeah. So let's talk about the main event now.
Yeah. Braun, Roman Reigns both had a decent match. It wasn't incredibly intense.
No.
And then Brock comes out. Heyman screaming, "Give me the key!" from the referee. Yeah, and the referee doesn't do it.
He's swearing at him.
And then in typical Brock Lesnar fashion, he kicks the door off of the Hell in a Cell.
Paul Heyman also maces the Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. I was getting there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He maced him good. And now I'm not talking medieval mace. I'm talking like spray mace. Just
There's a good picture of Mick Foley after the event. He's at In-N-Out Burger with like his eyes are all glassy.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
No, I'm sorry. It's Whataburger. I did not mean to disrespect Mark Wahlberg like that. Please don't come after me. So the fans, I guess, after the show were really unhappy with that finish.
Yes.
Like, so I guess like Brock Lesnar's comeback is cool, but there's a lot of talk about Mick Foley got thrown off the cell.
Yeah.
Continued the match.
Yeah.
You know, lots of other big spots at Hell in a Cell where, like, the match continued.
Yeah.
Most of the legwork in that match was done by
Seth,
Dolph, Dean, and Drew. They were doing it. You don't have to give them credit. Yeah, it's fine. I'll do it for you. But
Dolph falls really good.
I'll give it to you. He does fall well.
Falls really good.
They were doing the legwork in it. They were up on the cell. When Roman and Braun were taking a nap in the ring, they were carrying the match.
Yeah. Well, as far as the fans go, they can all kiss my ass. If you look at WWE within the last 5 years, we're not going with the history of Hell in a Cell. Just the last 5 years.
Sure.
How many matches have been thrown out? A lot more than used to.
Sure.
A lot more than used to.
I do.
The product has become softer. Therefore, the fans should know what they're getting. They expect too much. It's the same as the ECW fans back then. They expect too much out of these guys, and they're not happy with the good product that they're getting. All y'all can kiss my ass. Stop fucking wanting these guys to kill each other. Foley almost died. We don't want to do that again.
I don't need either of those men.
I like Mick Foley. I'm glad he's still here.
I don't need those guys to die. I do think Brock coming in the cell, F5ing them both, and then tossing the match out because they couldn't continue after each getting one F5 is laughable in the sense that Roman was taking four F5s in a match and getting up.
I think there is a wild continuity error in this.
The fans definitely felt like they got robbed in the main event.
Oh, well, they got I personally, if I set this pay-per-view up, I would have had Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton's go last. because that the match was more hardcore. Would have left the fans with a better taste than their mouth. Seeing Jeff Hardy kill himself.
You're gonna.
And then I would have started it with Brock. Yeah, I would have started.
You would have started with Brock. You would have closed with the grudge match.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy's a daredevil. I was saying it the whole time. He can jump off that cell.
I got it.
A grudge match can be your main event, especially like the way that this pay per view is set up. I think the fans would have been happier themselves, but they all around got a good pay per view, and they need to shut up.
I'll hear that. So coming out of this, we've got Brock, Braun, Roman for Crown Jewel, first match announced for Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
We have Super Dash Showdown. We have Samoa Joe, AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
No Holds Barred.
Yep.
We've got Undertaker, Triple H
for the last time.
Last time ever.
Ugh. Oh my God. These two guys are just clinging to their spots, and I hate it.
Sure.
This is the same shit that they used to bitch about back in the 90s. Oh, old guys didn't want to give their spots up. Well, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You're doing that thing. You're tainting your legacy, Undertaker.
Money.
Yeah.
I want to do this with you.
We also have just announced on SmackDown The Miz.
Hell yeah.
Versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh,
for Superstar Showdown.
Uh-huh.
Winner gets a WWE title match.
Oh my god, I'm going to be yelling at the top of my lungs during this whole event.
I would like to point out this entire Miz Daniel Bryan storyline is being played out exactly the way I booked it. I'm just saying.
Okay, he's saying.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else super. We have a Cruiserweight title match for Superstar Showdown. It's Cedric Alexander versus Murphy.
Murphy, like Blake and Murphy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's been in the cruiserweight division for a while. He's actually doing pretty okay. He's all right.
They're good wrestlers. They can't talk. Neither one of them can really talk.
Blake hasn't done anything in a while. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's hurt or something, but yeah, Murphy's been in the. Or do I have it backwards? Fuck.
Oh, well.
I'm not convinced that I have it backwards now. I'm feeling a little self-conscious. I feel like those guys are very generic, but whichever one it is, what I've seen him wrestling is he's doing pretty okay in the Cruiserweight division. We've also, speaking of Cruiserweight division, we've got Leo Rush managing Bobby Lashley now.
Really?
I love it.
No, I saw that. It's weird.
Yeah, he's...
That guy can talk.
No, he's a good
that
talker.
That guy can fucking
he's
talk.
He's a good talker, and he's tiny. He's perfect for a manager. He looks 12.
He does.
He looks like a 12-year-old with tattoos. I like, but I like. I think it's gonna lead to Bobby Lashley kind of turning heel. Leo Rush kind of doing like the heel kind of cocky manager thing. Bobby Lashley's still kind of a face, but I think that's they're gonna slow turn him a little bit.
I don't think whatever the manager does, what Bobby Lashley will do. I don't think Bobby Lashley's just gonna be like Brock. He's just gonna be there to smash things because we've all seen when he tried to act like we saw when. His sister's got
assaulted. Whoa, we're not talking. We're not talking.
It's almost destroyed Raw. We went over the ratings, remember?
Yeah,
they were calling it. What month was that? Did that happen in?
Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
They were calling that worst feud of the year.
Well, I'll give it time. There's still a tag division in Raw. That's
July terrible. 9th.
Yeah, they were July 9th, they were calling that worst angle of the year.
Yep. That brings me to an interesting point. Hey, Rye.
Yeah.
What is your least favorite thing in wrestling so far? We talked about your favorite. What's your least favorite thing? Put her on the spot here. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Pressure. You're the champ, man. You gotta get used to this attention.
I don't know, like, sometimes the acting is kind
of
bad.
The overacting? Oh, that's one of my favorite parts.
She doesn't like the overacting.
She doesn't like the overacting.
Why would she?
I can't believe you would say that.
This is ridiculous.
Come on.
This is the big one.
Okay.
Trebuchet Fox over here.
Yes.
Well, not the overacting, but just like sometimes they go for like a punch, and then you can tell like it didn't like
that
hit
kind.
Them or
like,
didn't
just
hit
like,
them hard.
Whew.
It all looks like that wind got him good.
It all looks real to me.
Yeah. Spot, so.
That's fair.
She's been watching a lot of Sasha Bank matches. I think.
Oh, there it is.
Those kicks that get nowhere near where they're going. Sasha's also injured.
Yeah.
She's been hugging Bayley a lot.
They pulled her out of mixed match.
Yeah, I saw her in Raw with they did some charity.
Dude, people are dropping like flies. Yeah. Like, I thought it was just my NFL team, like my fantasy football team.
I don't want to talk about fantasy football. Apparently,
it's the WWE roster, too.
Yeah. I'm starting to turn into the good old Kurt Hawkins of fantasy football. I don't like it.
I got Gronk and everything.
Who's first?
We were talking about this yesterday when we were watching the Lions. I'm going to say Gronk, after he's done with football, he's going to come to the WWE, have more WrestleMania moments than Dolph Ziggler. Because Gronk's already got one. He was there with Mojo the other day.
Sorry.
Very professional there, Mustang.
This phone is not vibrating.
My old phone that still rings and my other phone rings is not.
So what I'm hearing is you have a phone that's not on vibrating.
Same question. What is your least favorite thing in wrestling ever? Because I know you've been watching wrestling a lot longer than Mayri has.
Let's see. I've been watching wrestling since I was about 13, 22 now. Least favorite thing about wrestling. Okay, so you know how they have like different... areas.
Yeah.
They have behind, from behind attacks.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, it just drives me up a wall.
Like when we don't know who done it, or like.
No, like when you see a wrestler coming down the ramp and they're in the middle of their entrance, they're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And you can see the person like right.
Oh, I understand. Them. You're like, turn around!
The really obvious, like, the fans are yelling, turn around. Have you seen, like, the ref spots where, like, the guy cheated, the fans are like, look, turn around, ref! Right. Or, like, the tag matches.
Yes.
The tag matches where they're holding the good guy's partner back with both the bad guys are double teaming them.
Yes. Basically behind the crappy performed, poorly planned out, so to speak, from behind attacks.
Sure.
Especially when you can see the person who's the attacker.
I think
you can feel the big show moving behind you. Like, you can hear him.
I think the psychology is that because it's so frustrating to watch, it gets the fans to, like, boo. Like, they're so mad. They're like, why are you not seeing this?
They get mad at the guy getting attacked.
Yeah.
It's stupid ass.
At that point, I would just jump into the crowd and then just disguise myself real quick and then half the barricade and just like tackle the other person.
You saw what Becky did not this past SmackDown, the SmackDown before.
Becky did was great. I loved it.
I would do what Becky did.
Yeah. I believe that. You would put a wig on, just put it in the ground, be like, slap hands, and then BAM!
It shocked you. I was watching I knew it was going to happen.
Like,
he did not. You were literally like, what the fuck? You thought
like,
a fan hit her.
No, I did. I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, I knew it was a work, but I was like, I don't know. It didn't look like Becky to me. Like,
black wig on.
Yeah. I felt 12 years old again. I really did. I was like, oh my god, they're doing a thing. I don't even see it coming. My least favorite thing in wrestling is Dolph Ziggler, but we all knew that already.
I was wondering if you were going to mention Tony Chimmel or not.
No, he's off the list.
Like, he's off the list. You hate Dolph Ziggler so much that Tony Chimmel doesn't make the list.
Ziggler is the list.
I'm on the list.
No, Ziggler is the list right now.
Okay.
Riley, there was an old ring, like the ring announcer. The guy would bring the wrestlers out and say their names. There's a guy named Tony Chimmel back in the 2000s.
Fucking Tony Chimmel.
He was just so much fun to pick on him. The first time we discussed Tony Chimmel on this podcast when I was here, I was trolling him, and I didn't realize they also like to troll Tony Chimmel. Yell at Tony
Chimmel. I have an annual tradition of toting at Tony Chimmel. You suck. Never forget it. I'm surprised he hasn't blocked me yet. I think he likes the attention.
No, my favorite was like there'd be like a dead moment like in the show, and like he'd just be sitting there waiting for like the next guy to come out or whatever, waiting to make a call. And we just the crowd would be dead. We just thought, Tony, you suck. And he just like he'd look at you like he'd like put like why? What did I do?
No, seriously.
He'd be sad. Like I didn't do anything. Why are they so mean to me?
I got into it with him so bad back in the day. We'd have a "you suck" sign and be like, "You suck." He's all like, "Me?" We're like, "Yeah,
yeah, you.
That's why you're not on fucking Raw. You're on SmackDown. You suck."
Lillian like, Garcia is great.
No, I literally did that. I could tell I hurt his feelings. I felt bad about that one.
You're like, you tell him that's it.
I'm like, "Oh, that was a dig."
You were hitting him close to you. Hitting him where he lived.
He's like, "I know." Shut up.
Do you know he still works at the company?
That's great.
He's he's in charge of like setting. He's like the production manager. Like,
I really
he gets
can't
the ring
hate the
and
guy.
Stuff
he's
set.
Got his life together. Like he lost a bunch of weight too.
Did he?
Like, yeah.
He was a little pudgy.
Yeah. Well, he was a hefty guy, and I kind of let him know about it.
But
I feel bad about it. I was not a good person growing up. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I was there.
basically the production of like all the ring and like the cells and stuff. He's like the manager of that.
That's awesome. Good for him.
And he,
but, I'll give him 1.5 claps. There you go. I'm still not over it. I'm still not like, you know.
I wouldn't say I liked it, but
I
do miss hearing the rated R superstar. He would like, he'd make his voice crack.
I wish we could have had him on this episode to introduce Thayer, right? He did a way better job than me.
This was a fucking missed opportunity there.
Next time.
Regrets.
Next time. Next time.
Mistakes were made.
So it sounds like pro wrestling as a whole. Regrets.
So what are you guys' thoughts on like the having three events we're booking for at the same time, and none of them are traditional pay per views?
Dude, hold on. Well, I mean, I could go on my list of things.
Let's hear. Let's hear.
Go ahead.
I was going to answer the question. I mean, you didn't ask me. I could some things to choose from. Having Roman Reigns forced down our throat. Bad announcing when I don't like bias announcing in sports in general. Mm-hmm. So I don't really care for bias announcing in wrestling, even though it's like a whole work, the whole thing. But when it's good, I can tolerate it. When it's bad, I hate it. Dixie Carter.
to be fair, Dixie Carter is doing nothing in wrestling anymore.
No, but she was on that list. Oh my god. Yeah.
Watching TNA Fall
Apart. I totally forgot.
Have you ever heard Jim Cornette shoot on Dixie Carter? He thinks. I'll play that for you. I think you'll really like it. Yeah, he calls her a cunt a lot.
That sounds like a porno, Chad. Cornette shoots on Dixie Carter. You said it. I'm just fucking putting the puzzle pieces together.
Fucking child.
I'm going to a comedy show. If you want to hear more comedy, quote unquote, like this.
This is gonna be on way after.
I don't care.
If you put this up before Monday at 9.
I'll be on the garage bar on a Monday again. Just you wait. That's a promise.
So we're looking. So we got this crown jewel coming right after we have Evolution, and we have
Superstar Showdown.
I can't even keep the names straight. That's how I'm a stoner. My memory's really bad. I don't know which event has which main event, and I don't know.
I think it was easier when they had the brand split entirely.
I'm so confused.
I mean, I quoted the matches honestly. Like, don't yell at me if any of those were wrong because it is like there's a lot of room to mix
up. There's a lot going on.
The only thing you can count on at this point is there will be no women at Crown Jewel and
no men
at Evolution.
Yeah, it kind of seems like, so like I raised the point that it kind of seems like Evolution isn't like as important or as like,
oh, what are you talking about? This first
groundbreaking of a monumental achievement for women, because it feels like they're just doing it to cover their asses because they can't bring women to Crown Jewel. They're like, well, let's book another event.
I don't know. It seems more to me like we're showing house shows on the network now.
There is a bit of that.
Beast in the East, that was like a big house show. Like the last Saudi Arabia pay-per-view, that was like a big house show. Like,
I think that
I'm okay with them showing
Saudi Arabia stuff is very money driven because they made a lot of money off of the first one.
He more just means that, like, so like, you think about it, the pay-per-views, they have a lot of pomp and circumstance. They have like a unique set and stuff. This is more along the lines of like, hey, there's a big show somewhere, and there's no
show,
not a lot of story to it necessarily.
Right, yeah, it's not going to push the story a ton, but we're going to have these matches.
You raise an interesting point that the conspicuous in its timing, Evolution, and then Crown Jewel, and WWE caught a lot of flack from fans. Greatest Royal Rumble.
The first one,
is that there were no women. There was also, I was surprised that the Saudis didn't do away with that contract after the controversy with the Carmella thing.
I love that Carmella's ass just pissed off a whole country.
I want my ass to be
that powerful one day. We're just a whole fucking arena. People go, fuck that ass! Like, this is bullshit! This is really shitty!
That sounds like porno.
That's fair. I knew you'd catch up to me.
Yeah, right.
Everything's coming full circle, everybody. You can turn anything into a porno.
Sounds like a porno.
Oh, mustache.
It's only one you'd watch.
Got him.
Wow, that
got him.
I got a pop. Happy about that.
No,
that's also a porno. No.
All right, enough.
All right.
You're done.
Nobody listen to me anymore.
Which one of the three of us, which one of the three dudes here graduated sophomore year of high school?
I'm trying really hard this year.
What?
I need some background on that statement.
No, I was just saying all our jokes are very sophomore.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're Generation X of podcast.
Oh, I thought Goad was playing into the power nerdy thing he's got going on. Yeah, I graduated sophomore year. Skip 2 years of high school.
No. That was not my angle there. I think the Saudi Arabians are like, we gotta have some more contemporary shit in our country, so I guess we'll have to tolerate it.
there's kind of a discussion going on within the community of like, is WWE going over there to push change, or are they going over there just because there's an opening to make a bunch of money? And it's a bunch of money.
It's the bunch of money.
Like the royal families are like the man. So imagine the setup's going to be similar to Greatest Royal Rumble in that.
Swivel chairs.
Yeah. No women. Men and women can sit together only in certain sections. They have to be married.
Yep.
And that the floor is reserved for like royal families and like the super rich.
Yep.
But the background on the Carmella thing is that at the time they had an ad for SummerSlam.
No, it was a promo for both pay per views being co branded for.
Co branded pay per views. They basically had Carmella like in her wrestling gear.
Wrestling gear.
Just, like dumping a water bottle on herself, and they didn't.
She was just drinking it.
I thought she. Because she runs out of breath, so she chugs it.
Okay.
Yep, and then she's like, and then she turns around.
Yeah. And they were.
Part of it.
They were upset that that got through in Saudi Arabia, and there was, I guess, a pretty harsh reaction from the crowd.
One of the guys got a bunch of heat from that too. Daivari.
Yeah.
Daivari got a bunch of heat.
Because Daivari was
I know a lot about Middle East politics. I don't even know what fucking country we're talking about.
Daivari's Iranian, and he basically went over there like, oh, Iran's number one. Khosrow Daivari is but so Sean Daivari and Ari Daivari. Sean hasn't been in WWE for years. He was with Muhammad Hassan.
Right.
They were both there. And they're like, hey, Iran's number one. And then they got beat up there and
the heat was that
they're like, all these guys that are Iranian are like making us look like chumps. The Iranians were pissed at the Daivaris
for
being clowns or whatever.
Die and like, oh, it's wrestling, guys. It's not real.
It'd be
interesting if they brought those locals back together. Like, oh, they've been training for a while. They probably won't, but...
WWE does that in the performance center, I think.
WWE has been doing that. So, like, when they go to India, they'll sign a couple of Indians. When they go to China, sign a couple of Chinese people. The Mae Young class is going on right now. Actually, Kavita Devi was an Indian signee, and Xia Li was a Chinese signee. Both of them have been in that. So they're kind of trying to get an international appeal.
Well, it's better for the streaming, for sure.
But so are you under the impression that WWE isn't really there to bring about change? They just think there's a lot of money to be made.
I think it's money.
Yeah, it's very money oriented. On the Saudi end, it's to bring about change. On WWE end, it's about the money.
Yeah, but I think people within the company are kind of like, oh, WWE's going over there to bring about change. They're like, we're going to try.
I'm not
going to
say they're not going to bring that angle with them, but
sure, no. But I think that it is really just like a money grab. Do you think it cheapens Evolution?
I think it does.
Do you think so?
To a degree. It's still going to matter. I feel like the fans have a say in how much it matters too. So if we all get all in on it and make it feel like a big deal, it'll be a big deal still. Mm-hmm. But I think it does a little bit.
I don't think that does. I think the card itself is hurting that pay-per-view.
Okay.
The women's championship is not going to be defended at this thing.
My point on that is that I think while it's going on, it may cheapen it. But I think we're going to look back at Evolution years from now.
Yeah.
People will forget the crown jewel thing. Mm-hmm. And we'll just go, they'll call it the first women's pay-per-view. It'll be a footnote on it. We're like, right now, it seems really prevalent.
I think
through the historical lens, people will forget the controversy behind it.
Totally.
Yeah. Out of these three pay-per-views, Evolution will be the one we look back on, probably.
Oh, yeah, no.
Let's go watch Crown Jewel like 5 years from now. Unless they have a killer match, in which place I'll be like, oh, let's go look at that.
He's from the East, so it's pretty cool. You just rewatched that.
I just rewatched it because I'm going through my NXT.
NXT Championship. Yeah, it was for sure. Defended on a main roster.
Yep.
But about the card for the Evolution.
What you were saying?
Yeah, no, I just think that it cheapens it. They're bringing a bunch of legends back that are clearly, you know, just doing it because it's the first time ever.
Which is what they're kind of doing with the other two events, too.
Ronda's like not going to defend her title parts. There. That's a big mistake, as far as I'm concerned.
Have we confirmed she's not?
Is that confirmed?
I'm pretty sure she's in a tag match. I'm pretty sure.
You know, no, you're right. I think they booked
she's
it.
She's with the Legender.
I'm pretty sure they booked it. I'm pretty sure it can't... No, that's wrong. At Superstar Showdown, it's Ronda... And the Bellas versus the Riot Squad. Yeah, we don't have a definitive answer for what Ronda's doing.
I think they're forgive me. There's too many pay-per-views.
Well excused for being confused.
Like we just said, everything.
Alexa was supposed to fight Trish. Now that Alexa's hurt, I don't know who's fighting Trish. I heard Lita's coming back.
It's Lita, Mickey, Alexa, Trish. I'm sure Alexa will probably
part of the Mae Young Classic's going to be in this. That's the only part I want to see.
Finals of the Mae Young Classic.
Literally the only part of this thing I want to see so far.
I think Ronda will end up defending against Nikki Bella.
If they don't
really
do Charlotte Becky as the main event,
Becky will probably be the main
event. If that's not, I am going to be bitching about it.
I believe wholeheartedly it will be. I wouldn't be surprised.
Until the next one.
I wouldn't be surprised if it turns into a Lumberjill match. Having all the women around.
I hate those. Those matches are so throwaways.
I mean, I think due to the actual match itself, it wouldn't be a throwaway, but I see what you're saying. The pattern is those matches are usually...
Those are terrible.
I
hate
both your points.
I think that... I guess I do disagree with bringing Legends back in this prominent role that they're in. I wouldn't be a problem with them being on the pay-per-view in some way, shape, or form. But the fact that the matches we have booked right now, Lita has a match, Trish has a match, Mickey James has a match.
Look what Brie Bella did. Brie Bella hasn't been in the ring for a year and a half. And look how bad that was. When's the last time Trish was in a ring? When's the last time Lita was in a ring? When's the last time The Undertaker was in a ring? That's being said. I hate this.
I think Trish and Lita are one thing. I think there's a conversation to be had about the way the WWE treats and books the Bellas. And I don't know, that's not a conversation for today, but I think there's probably a conversation
that's
to be had
a total
about
Divas episode
how they're
pushed.
I mean, it's because it's the first women's pay-per-view, so I feel like they're just kind of like backloading. You're like, all these people that didn't get to be a part of it, because we didn't do it years ago, we're
really
bringing them in.
I was really cool with having Legends in the Women's Royal Rumble. I thought there was 30 spots, I felt like having some Legends in it was fine. I think that having... a couple Legends women's matches on the undercard of Evolution would be fine. But the fact that like the first match we heard about was Trish Alexa
kind of
puts a weird spin on it.
Yeah.
It's not about today, it's about everything. And I
like, you want to give Trish a nod for helping make women's wrestling better, that's fine. I love Trish Stratus. Lita, same thing. Love her. She's great. She did put in great work, and that's fine. But just because she was good in the past doesn't mean that she deserves to have a main role in a match now. It doesn't.
I'm on the fence about the matter. That said, Trish, Lita, Mickey's technically on the main roster, so that's fine. I'm okay. As soon as we get Tori Wilson, Stacy Keibler, any diva... Like the
Maurice
non-
is gonna be on this card, dude.
Maurice is another story because she's currently working with The Miz. But as soon as we get a woman that hasn't wrestled in years,
we're gonna get Layla on this
Michelle McCool is fine. She can work pretty okay.
It's debatable.
I think
that's a different era of women's wrestling altogether.
But my point is that as soon as women that didn't wrestle. Yeah. Women that can't put on a good match are going to be in matches. I think we've jumped the shark at that point. Trish is going to put on a fine match. Lee's going to put on a fine match. I believe that.
I mean,
how did both of them do in the Royal Rumble this year?
I don't remember.
Trish did fine. Lita, I'm ambivalent about. I'm not sure. Trish did fine.
It's one thing to be in a Royal Rumble. It's a whole other thing to do a whole match.
Sure.
Well, that's all. That's all I got to say about it. Like, you tell me I'm wrong. You can text me at Trebuchet LOL. Give me all
text
your attention.
Text you at Trebuchet LOL.
Yeah, text me. That's the way it works.
Try that.
What is Trebuchet LOL in numbers?
Crisco.
I don't know.
What do you feel like the main event should be here, babyface? Of Women's Evolution.
Do you have to book any?
I wouldn't mind seeing Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey going at it.
The ring.
That'd be an interesting.
Just like in general.
I think that'd be a fine match.
Mm-hmm. They wrestled for the title originally.
A while. Nia.
Or.
No, okay.
Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler going at it.
Is she an NXT girl? I don't
think Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler is the former NXT Women's Champ.
Okay. I'm like, I've heard the name, so I feel like
she's one of the four horsewomen of MMA.
Okay, okay. So legit tough girl. MMA versus MMA. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Nia Jax just came back Monday.
I was going to say, I thought she was hurt
She just came back. So actually, the Nia Ronda match, I would be completely on favor of that. And that's
the rematch.
A possibility.
I like rematches. Mm-hmm. Or if after that match, she wants to come out and squash her. That's cool,
sure.
Too.
I think that's a way better match than Ronda Nikki Bella.
Hmm.
Can we talk about Brie Bella's on both rosters?
Both the Bellas are kind of.
Nikki hasn't really been in the SmackDown.
You can go ahead. Like, I talked about it a little bit.
I heard Meltzer's point was they go, why is Brie Bella on both rosters? And he said, because Brie Bella is like a background player in both. She's Nikki Bella's sister and Daniel Bryan's wife.
That's not true. She was working matches
but
on Raw.
And
on SmackDown.
No, she's working matches, but she's.
She was the main focus. The main focus is
Daniel Bryan, Miz. They just got the wives in the ring. Mm.
You disagree?
I disagree. I do not see her as a background player. They are a couple. They are a pair. Therefore, they are equals. Therefore, that like the focus is on her. Like, she had a baby. Daniel Bryan did not have a baby. She had a baby. She was in the ring wrestling matches, quote unquote. I didn't see it that way. That's right. I'm fucking not a fan of Brie Bella. I think that she needs to either get more hours in the ring or retire. One or the other.
I think she can stay in the ring. I just don't want her to do any more suicide dives.
That's fine, too.
I don't need
her. That's working out of craft. That's fine. Those were terrible, and I was worried about her health.
I don't need anybody breaking their neck anymore.
Oh, you're on my side on that. That's good.
You know, I'm not. No, I would. There's a point where I'm gonna talk about the Bellas. Probably not today.
The Bellas have had long careers, which I didn't think they would have in the WWE when they first showed
that's
up.
A good point.
They first showed up. Their whole angle was Twin Magic. One of them would be in the ring, and then they'd switch.
They were in the first ever Divas search, but they didn't like make like the final cut.
I was gonna say I didn't remember that.
There was like the before they even picked like the final contestants. There was like the Evolution was there with like all the women. The Bellas were both there.
Okay.
There's like a shot. I think it's Triple H is like with both of them.
Yeah.
But they didn't. I think they signed contracts actually. They're like, we want these girls and we don't even want them in the Divas search.
Nice. Okay. Well, though, I don't know what they're doing, but they have great agents. Like, to get a show on the E Network and to still be relevant in the WWE, they are hooked up with the right people. Maybe John Cena. I don't know.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
I've got enough heat this episode.
That's fine. I'm just trying to take some of the edge off. So, are we to final thoughts here, guys?
We can be.
Yeah, we can a little bit. Do you want to talk about Aiden English and Rusev Day a little bit here?
Rusev Day explodes.
Yes, Rusev Day is not.
It's kind of convoluted. Aiden English attacks Rusev preemptively because he slandered Lana backstage and she was going to tell him. But basically Rusev Day is over. I don't know how I feel about Aiden English being the one to turn heel.
I don't like them breaking up. I loved this tag team. I thought they were a good team.
I agree. I think they should have stuck together. It's funny because the last podcast was talking about wanting the New Day to break up, and they went with Rusev Day.
The thing I love.
Rusev Day breaking up.
Choice. No more. And anything I hate, they're like, have more Dolph. And I'm like, God damn it.
I'll take more Dolph.
Well, you're wrong, but that's a whole other thing. Oh, man, but really, do you know who The Undertaker is, Era?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your take on him?
I don't know, I really only know the name.
You only know, no, that's what I was wondering. Like,
do you know what he looks like?
Because he's a WWE legend.
I think I do.
Hang on, I'm going to show her a picture.
Oh, you showed me a picture last time.
What?
Yeah.
Was I drunk?
Maybe.
One-on-one with The Undertaker.
Cool. Yeah. I want Triple H to end the dead man at the...
I got The Undertaker.
That's probably the smart rumor mill. Yeah.
Undertaker wins last time ever. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Crown Jewel.
Well, Shawn Michaels is in Triple H's corner, and The Undertaker has Kane in his corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Brothers of Destruction are back, and DX is back, but not... the same way. This is just going to be the fucking DX NWO thing that they did at WrestleMania that one year with Sting. And it's going to be fucking terrible. You guys terrible.
I don't think I've ever heard your take on that.
I fucking hated it.
I hated it too.
I fucking hated it.
I'm glad we're friends.
The NWO coming back at WrestleMania 18? Great. Fucking wonderful. Fucking the other, well, the one, oh, don't, that's a whole other thing. I'm sorry.
Buddy, we got plans tonight. Trish is taking a lap. Devin, final thoughts.
Blah.
Blah? Well played.
I'm very tired.
Riley!
I got my five.
I just got back from a trip out east last night. So.
You've been doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, she has.
Limousine ride and airplane flying.
Country to country. I'm going to be back in Grand Rapids for more than a fucking week.
Yeah.
Riley, final thoughts.
I'm going to try my best to win the belt again next
She wants
time.
To retain. She's already claiming she's going to retain.
My question is, are you going to keep the video game the same?
Yeah, you want to change it?
It is within your power to decide the tiebreaker.
It is up to you.
Oh, wait, are you keeping it the same as in, like, we have to play PlayStation 3 2K12 again?
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
You don't need to make
before.
The decision now, but you can in the future if you would like to.
Wait, so I get to pick the tiebreaker?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, if it ends in another tie, obviously it's a clear winner, they get it. If you have another tiebreaker, you can decide before the paper, if you have to decide before the paper, what that game is if you want to.
I have a question.
Yes,
finally. Your hand is up. Yes. This is a listening show.
So, is that up for grabs next Saturday then? Are we doing all these special shows count?
Or? I think that if they're on the network and they're 3 hours spectaculars, we should.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So
this
is going to be a five-day reign between Evolution and Crown Jewel.
I want it. I want it real bad.
All right, so sounds like Superstar Showdown is the next event. We'll be having things for that.
Yeah.
That'll be a 5 a.m. showtime.
Is it 5? I thought it was 4.
I thought it's 5.
It's 5.
Pre-show's at 4.
Pre-show 4.
Mojo Rawley promised Krispy Kremes. So donuts. If that's not happening...
If Mo is going to send two
Krispy Kreme.
Then we're going out for Polish food afterwards.
Yeah. Ugh. So Pulaski weekend, we're going to have Polish food, we're going to have donuts.
I'll probably have a coffee or two.
You're going to pass out by 1:30 in the afternoon.
Are there four locos at Pulaski Days?
I don't know.
No,
probably not.
I might have to bring some.
You can always tailgate here and go there.
So if anyone isn't aware of the weekend that the Undisputed Podcast will be having there, there will be... karaoke Friday night.
Live, baby, live, hosted by yours truly.
Mm-hmm. After that, we will be, the karaoke ends at 2. We will be eating and drinking, coming here, watching the pay-per-view at 5. Getting maybe some sleep, probably not.
Maybe.
Going to Pulaski Days.
I'm
going to get up
at
least 11 to watch college game day.
Okay.
Same.
Yes.
Same.
So college football Pulaski Days.
Yep.
Saturday night, more karaoke.
Yep.
Sunday, Sunday comedy after Pulaski Days.
Yeah, Sunday Night Funny. So book it. Mark your calendars, Trebuchites.
We are gonna.
It is gonna be a fun-filled weekend extravaganza.
I always look at that weekend and I go, I just try to book as little as possible because I know it just inherently books itself.
Booking itself. Chris Goode, final thoughts.
I'm enjoying where we're at. We'll see how these three shows go. If one and a half of them are good, I'll say it's a win.
That is how averages work.
Oh, come on, you're the math guy, dude. What the hell?
Yeah, that's funny. I'm not grading on a curve. Okay. Yeah, that's all. I don't got anything else.
That's all, folks. Yeah. Trebuchet, final thoughts.
Yes, my final thoughts. So I want to touch a little bit on what I talked about two shows ago. I asked everybody if they could sign one independent wrestler to WWE, who would it be? And I insinuated very heavily that it was the Young Bucks for me, but in all reality, it would be Jay Lethal.
Okay.
Who is my favorite independent wrestler? Ooh, yeah, Black Machismo. He doesn't need to do that angle because he's great.
I hope he doesn't.
I like
Jay Lethal. I don't need him doing
that. No, Jay Lethal is great. He does a mean Ric Flair impression as well.
I didn't know.
The Woo-Off. I don't know if you've ever seen the Woo-Off babyface. You've never seen the Woo-Off?
We gotta
I'm going to send you some YouTube videos here.
uh, I didn't know Jay Lethal could be such a good heel until that Jay of Honor.
Jay Lethal is amazing.
With Taylor Hendricks.
Great talker, great wrestler, just total package. He's got charisma, he's got the it factor.
Jay Lethal. That's
my final thoughts.
What do you got, go?
If you don't say Cody Rhodes, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes. Yeah, I don't got me.
Your current NWA champion.
Yes. If you would have asked me this question a month ago, I would have said Matt Riddle, but they signed him.
I heard they signed Matt Riddle.
They signed Keith Lee, who also won another big pick of mine.
There was a resounding answer of Kenny Omega going around.
I'm not a big Omega fan. It's because I listen to so much Cornette. Do you know Cornette hates Kenny Omega?
I do know
right?
that. Okay. I do know that.
Okay.
It's the blow up doll thing.
Yep.
I'm a fan.
Yeah,
of the blow up doll. Not
honestly, you did. Well, you didn't ask me what my least favorite thing in wrestling is. My wrestling is over the top fucking comedy that takes you out of the thing.
I knew
you didn't ask.
Because
you already knew my
answer.
That.
I didn't ask. I didn't ask you War Mustache. I didn't care.
One independent wrestler. This is still because they've been doing such a good job at signing guys.
No, they've been doing really good. But that like Jay Lethal. I'm like, how did we
not
say
that?
No,
that's
like,
fair. Yeah, I think I know I said I had to get back to you, but honestly, in the meantime, I've had a couple of picks that people I really wanted.
Yeah,
I got Ricochet a few months ago, who's already shining in NXT.
Okay.
We've got Pentagon. I think is already agreed. He's been signed.
I heard he's doing something.
Yeah,
like that,
he's in the process. Rey Mysterio is coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. He's confirmed that. Deonna Purrazzo was signed. Top women's wrestler. She's in the Mae Young Classic right now. We got Matt Riddle. We got Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hard up to think of a name that like I'm dying to. I mean, I'm sure it's obviously people that would be good, but like my picks, WWE's just been taking them. Just
yeah.
I feel like WWE's reading my diary as far like for NXT.
No,
so I'm really,
to the show.
I'm really unhappy with a lot of things on the main roster. Yeah. NXT, they're doing all good stuff. So my final thought is that I'm gonna get back to you on who I want WWE to sign. Maybe we should cover that when we hashtag save SmackDown.
Oh, SmackDown! We gotta save it.
We have to. We rebuilt Raw.
We should
save SmackDown.
Save SmackDown. All right, we're willing to do that in the near future here.
Trebuchet.
Yes.
You already gave
my final thoughts. All
right,
yes.
Well.
So that is gonna do it for the Undisputed Podcast of the World. Congratulations, ARI.
Wait, what? You're not going to ask us who we would sign as an
independent. Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Who?
Say, what the heck?
I'm like, I don't know if you know any independent wrestlers.
I don't know any independent wrestlers.
Okay. That's cool. Well just, she wants Mr. T. But I could see it in your eyes. That's what it was.
Bad for Ronnie Piper, bad for the kids.
Babyface, who would you sign? Because I know you know some independent wrestlers.
I do. I when you started thinking about that or talking about it, I was like, who would I sign?
Yeah. No, it was a tough question. It took me like 3 weeks to come up with that.
You mentioned the Young Bucks, and then I'm like, Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, I fucking love. But I don't know if they wrestle. Shelly wrestle
still? Sabin's retired.
Sabin's retired.
Shelly's still
so
wrestling.
I'm like, oh, fuck, one of them's retired. So then I thought, Amazing Red.
Amazing Red. I know Amazing
Throwback.
Red.
Throwback.
Yes.
I think he's like half retired. I think he's training people.
Okay.
He was really good. I think he trained a few of the women, actually, that are in the
He'd be good at 205 Live. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, my God.
Would be amazing. I said I need to get back to you. I've made my decision.
Is it Shark Boy?
It's not.
It's
not a Shark Boy.
Damn.
God, no, I got to think some more.
Cody Goves, you didn't say James Storm. Shame on you.
From 10,000 leagues under the sea.
Can't get beer money back together.
Yeah, I know.
No, James Storm is a good pick, and he's one that isn't signed.
He's literally independent.
No, my pick is Paul London. I want Paul London back. He's
one of the blue guys.
Little
Brian Kendrick. We can put that tag team back together. Raw needs him.
Yeah.
God help fucking the Raw tag division.
I think
it's fucking
Paul London's
terrible.
A little bit older, a little more mature.
Oh my god.
It's not gonna happen because he and Triple H hate each other.
Really quick before we get out of here. I watched half of Raw.
Yeah.
And the thing that I took away from it is Michael Cole said the tag division has never been better. And
Michael Cole's a liar.
I have never been so red with anger in my entire life because the Raw tag division has never been worse. In its entire history. And I stand by that.
I think we close on that.
I think we can. Well, did you have an independent wrestler? No.
I already said one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just
you're
trying
really
to
bad at asking everyone questions today. That's all I know.
I'm really bad at it. I got comedy on the brain. I get mad with anger when I hear things about the Raw Tag Division.
Gotcha. But, you mean how Dolph Ziggler's, you know,
not defending the tag titles? Yeah, it's terrible. It's fucking ridiculous.
He defended it fucking 8 days ago. What are you on about?
He didn't defend it on Raw. Didn't defend it on Raw because there's no tag teams on Raw. That's
gotcha.
The problem.
You know what would help help him out? If you started giving me those quarters you owe me.
And I doubt That's it. True. I doubt it. You're just going to buy Dolph merch. That's not going to help anybody.
It's too bad I'm too good.
All right. Well, let's just sign the Young Bucks and make the tag division better. All right, guys. We're the Undisputed Podcast of the World. We'll be back with more. Trebuchet out. Woo!